You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What is it that you're technically, you're a grown-ass adult, and you just now have found something out that you did not know your whole life. And in some cases, it can be maybe a little embarrassing, but not always. It doesn't have to be embarrassing. The example that I used was a friend of ours who was telling us that she's 44 years old, and she had no idea that on many cars, it has the little arrow on your dashboard next to the gas gauge that tells you which side of the car the tank is on.
Everybody look right now. You'll see it. It's a little arrow.
Yeah, unless you've got a really an older car. And there are some models and brands that don't, but most do.
I wonder if the Teslas do that. I don't think so. On the little screen there? Probably not.
Your which side do you plug it in? On the right or something?
And we were having some laughs with this yesterday, too, because we were talking about the people that just discovered that there's a crumb tray under your toaster. So if you're making toast and it's smelling a little funny, there's crumb buildup in there, so take a look at the bottom of it. A little tray will slide out, and you can dump the crumbs out and clean it. Mind blown, right? So anyway, the joke is online that you are today years old when you found out blank,
right.
Essentially. You found out, you know, today. Oh, my God. Are you going to... say some of them on our Facebook, Dom. Are you going
to
write some of those?
I have to. Brian said he just found out that the interstate highway system goes in numerical order. Right. So the even numbers, 10, 20, 30, 40, start south and work their way up. So there's I-10, and then a little north of that is I-20, a little north of that, so forth and so on.
Now you know.
And then you've got the odd-numbered ones, starting with 5 on the West Coast, that work their way over to... 95 all the way over on the East Coast. And we got people listening right now.
I didn't even know that. I do like the one from Tracy, though, that says elephants have breasts, not udders. Is that true?
Breasts, not udders.
What does that mean? I'm not Googling that at work, Tracy. Rachel says citronella doesn't help with bugs. Is that true?
Yeah, somebody else said that it actually attracts them. Tiffany says, I'm embarrassed by this one. I was 25 when I learned that pickles were just cucumbers. Okay, now listen. I do want to say this in defense because a lot of times people don't want to call for this stuff because they don't want to come across as dumb. That's not the case. We all have these things. And in your defense, I'm going to tell you right now, you don't know until you know.
Right, you're not going to know everything.
If nobody ever told you or you never asked, you have no reason to be embarrassed. Like Tiffany, if you never were told by anyone that pickles were cucumbers, I mean, how would you know?
You think they're pickles. They come from the pickle factory, you know? Here, I'll give you mine. It's kind of fun. I've been doing this to Josh all morning, and I guarantee you thousands of people are going to do this right now. I was today years old when I learned that an iPhone user can text another iPhone user the words pew pew and it will send lasers to the person on the other side. Pew pew. You not impressed?
I just know what you're doing.
What do you mean? What do you mean, what am I doing?
You're just trying to get people to type in pew pew to their friends.
No, you actually do it.
You're making this up.
No, I'm going to send you one right now, you dork.
Okay.
Here comes a pew pew. You got an iPhone, right? Mm-hmm. Did you get it?
I'll be damned. Oh, now Josh is sending it to me, too. Okay, yeah, I got it, guys.
Okay, see?
By the way, that's P-E-W.
P-E-W, like the lasers
and
from Star Wars.
I did not know that either.
Thank you very much.
So.
Although, damn it, now that I think about it, that would have been a great trick, huh?
I'm saying, you know, you could say as a
if you
joke,
send
hey,
fart
you know
fart to one of your friends.
Yeah, and your phone will start smelling. I mean, you could have done that.
Darn it.
Kevin says he just now learned that astigmatism is one word, A-S-T-I, and it's not A space stigmatism. Right? Miles says that it is prima donna, not pre-P-R-E space Madonna. if a song came out in 1975, that was pre-Madonna.
Madonna, right. And then Chelsea, she says, just realized that Flo Rida spells Florida, and Will and Will I Am spells William.
Now, how can you not participate in this? 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649, or jump onto our Facebook page, search Dom and Jeremy, and answer there in the comments what you just now learned as an adult.
Let's start with Hannah. Hers is the shortest. She says, I just found out that loofahs are made from fruit. I had no idea, and I will be Googling that later, Hannah. Thank you. Lana
she might
says,
be messing with you.
She might be. The hole in the pasta spoon is one serving size. You know, the pasta scooper, the little hole.
Yeah. That you take the pasta, and whatever you can fit through that hole is one serving.
That's right. And then these two are pretty smart here. Chris says the famous American Gothic painting, the farmer with the pitchfork there.
Standing.
That's his daughter with him, not his wife. Guess there's a backstory to that. I will also look that up. I don't know. And then Brandy says Volkswagen also makes sausages in Germany. They sell more sausages than they do cars. That's from Brandy. Volkswagen
well, now you're
sausages.
Now we're starting to get into obscure, like, we're talking about, I never knew my toaster had a crumb tray.
Oh, okay.
Versus, you know, the various
well,
products
Brandy,
that
go,
Volkswagen
Brandy, makes. Go to hell.
Yeah, basically.
Don't ever
like
write us again.
Terry says, my car fob actually has a key in it for emergencies. I saw that when I went to YouTube to see how to replace the battery. She had no idea that her fob had a key inside.
I was trying to convince Shannon Steele of that months ago that her Beamer key had a key inside of it. She didn't believe me, and sure enough,
did you pop it out for her?
There's a key in it.
Did she go,
oh my God, there is a key.
Lisa says, I had no idea what a fob was until my brother was looking for his. I'd never heard of a fob. Mercedes has another car one, and it's funny, her name is Mercedes. She says, I learned that my steering wheel doesn't only move up and down, you can pull it further towards you.
Ah, fancy.
Telescoping.
That's right.
let's go to the phones. Let's take one on Danielle. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're good.
So what did you just learn as an adult?
The phrase begin with the end in mind, I thought it was begin with the N, like the letter in mind.
Oh, in mind.
Like M-I-N-D. I was like, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
And then I was in a work meeting recently and they were talking about that. And I was like, oh, that makes so much more sense.
Yeah, it's like a listener named Matt wrote in to us, Danielle. And he says, my brother-in-law thought the saying was, play it by year, as in the year 2022. Couldn't figure out why anyone would say play it by ear.
That's funny.
Right.
So,
that one I knew,
again,
so at least I'm good on that one.
You know, you don't know until you know, right, Danielle?
Exactly.
Thanks for being on the show. We appreciate you. Have a great day.
Bye, Danielle.
Thanks so much. You too.
Bye.
Megan says she just found out that we are not always in MST, as in Mountain Standard Time,
okay.
MST. She goes, we are currently in Mountain Daylight Time, MDT. She didn't know there was an MST and an MDT.
Oh, my gosh.
So maybe there might be a lot of people who aren't hip to that. I don't know.
Did you do
what
the
else?
Male dogs one? Did we mention that one? Sherry wrote in. She says, male dogs have nipples.
That is correct.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, now that one hit home because just last week, Zoe, my stepdaughter, had Niles the Weirdo and was holding on to him. She goes, what's this on his chest? And she was kind of rubbing on his chest.
Like, oh, that's a nipple.
And Gretchen's like, that's his nipple. And she said, why would he? He's a male cat. Why would he have nipples? And I said, why do I have
you
nipples?
Lifted up your shirt.
I said, yeah.